get started with football here. Scott City 1-0 on the year, and they had a big win at Cimarron on Friday night last week, 49-13, and they will host Ray on Friday night, home opener. First of three in a row, so plenty of opportunities for you to come out to Darner Field and see them. If not, you can catch it right here on Mix 94.5. We got a couple of seniors joining us here, starting off here with senior offensive lineman and defensive tackle Braden Bruner. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. You got a big start both sides of the ball last week, offensive line, defensive line. And how'd you feel things went for you in your first game of the year?
Actually, I think it went pretty good. I could focus on defense more and getting down the line, getting off of my block, and fighting a double team better.
All right. And, this is big year for you. You get to play on both sides. And, you know, defense, you mentioned about wanting to improve their offense. What are some things that you did well on the offensive line?
For instance, I had a block down, and I pancaked my guy.
That's good. And you're going to get one of them pancake stickers, right?
Oh, yeah.
And maybe some pancakes down the line?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But you got to get a little syrup on that, right?
Yep.
All right. But what's been fun about it here your senior year? Just a lot of things, huh?
Just a lot of things, yeah. We're having fun.
All right.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, you know, the practice has been a little warm here, but they've been nice the last couple of days, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, and gotten to play practice a lot on the new turf. And, you know, when you get hit or taken down, it feels nice and comfortable, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right. What's the biggest thing you're looking forward to the most getting to play at home on Friday?
That it's military night and it's our first actual home game. We'll be pretty excited for that.
All right. What's something you'd like to accomplish throughout the year here?
To win state, I guess.
There you go.
That's the main goal.
I like that. That works. Well, good job. And I know it's your first time on the radio. I tell you what, you did all right, man. Thanks again for stopping by, and a good start to the year for you.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, it is senior Braden Bruner joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and now we can talk with another senior. He told me he's also making his debut on the radio here, and Bryce Huntermarka, how you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, first time on the radio, little jitters?
A little bit.
Ah, it's not too bad. You know, people get to hear the conversation, so
yeah.
It's just kind of like, you know, one of those conversations. But, you got out and got quite a bit of playing time the other night at Cimarron, and how'd you feel like you went out and played?
I felt like I did pretty good and staying on my blocks and doing pretty good.
And what positions do you normally play?
Play right tackle and defensive end.
All right. And, yeah, what was it like, the old first down that you had to play, get the pads popping? What was that like?
I was a little nervous at first, and as we kept on going, I felt pretty good.
I know this is your first year of some playing time on varsity, and you've stuck through it throughout the years, playing a lot of JV last year as well. And what's fun about football?
I like to hit people and just have fun playing with my friends and teammates.
And what's fun about this season so far?
I like the energy we're having and just everyone's having fun playing together.
All right. And, you know, it's got to be fun. Kind of that final first home game of the year Friday. I know you got to be pretty excited about that.
Yeah. I've been excited for a while now to get our first game on the turf.
All right. And what was something I've asked Braden this? What's something goal-wise, maybe yourself or for the team this year?
I'd like to do better on my blocks and stay more consistent with them.
All right. Well, hopefully things continue to work out well for you, Bryce. And thank you for the time here, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, the senior Bryce Huntermarka joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we'll get to talk with head coach Jim Turner. He'll take the headset here momentarily. Beavers once again at home opener on Friday night, military night, against the Ray Eagles, as coach Jim Turner joins us here. Well, looking back at it from last week, it was weird. First quarter, I know it was a tough opening drive for you guys on defense, and ended up being a first quarter of Cimarron running, I think, 20 plays and Scott City running just two. But the last three quarters, they were pretty special quarters.
Yeah, those guys might have been as nervous on the field to start out with as they were on the radio here. A couple guys of very few words there. But, yeah, we didn't start out real well. But we have a lot of guys first start, you know, and then a couple of the guys that were starters switched positions. So, yes, a little bit of growing pains there in that first drive. But they really listened well and adjusted. And basically we were running up the field at the ends and running some bad angles, you know, in different areas. So we had to make a few adjustments, and they listened really well and made them. And after that first drive, I felt like we really settled in pretty nice. You know, the fumble on the kickoff was – the reason we didn't get playing offense in the first quarter. But then even through the game, I thought that even the younger kids came in and played really well. They had a couple of big plays on our JV guys, their first offense. Otherwise, they wouldn't have scored. So, you know, I was pretty pleased after the first drive.
And, you know, and boy, we saw the explosiveness of your offense here in really different facets of the game, both the run and pass.
Yeah, I mean, all of our backs are pretty explosive. You know, Colin had a really good game. He's just difficult to tackle. He's pretty good in space. But we got some guys really catch the ball. I thought for his first start, Camden had a really good game. You know, just a solid start all the way around. I think we have a lot of weapons. So, you know, that's a good thing because the defense struggled a little bit early. But they once they got their feet under them, they were all right too.
Yeah, defense, you mentioned that. A lot of adjustments made, but it felt like it was a confident team flying to the football and kind of flowing to the football, I guess you could say. Really, even especially in that second, third quarter, I don't think Cimarron had a first down after the first quarter till about early third quarter.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I mean, just pretty happy with how they adjusted because we got to the ball well. Just changing angles makes a huge difference, especially from the outside in on defense. If you're going to get up the field, you're going to give them gaps to run underneath, and they took advantage of them early. And then when we stayed on the line of scrimmage, we did much better. So it just changed the whole game for us.
And it was a good start to the season, and now you get to get some big tests here for quite a while here for the next few games, starting off with a Ray Eagle team. That's a state runner-up team from a year ago coming up on Friday night. And, yeah, they lost a lot on both sides of the ball, but they've kind of revamped their offense a little bit. I think they did that toward the end of last year and now this year. And that single-wing offense, but they got a couple pretty explosive backs there.
Yeah, they got a real good running backs, a good tight end. They're their best players on defense, too. The halfback didn't start last year with all their seniors they had, but he's a starting middle linebacker, so he's a tough kid and he's quick. You know, so we're going to play really well and very disciplined, but the big thing, we're going to have to dominate the line of scrimmage and not get pushed around. So, you know, if we can take care of that, we'll be all right defensively. It'll be a whole different style of game now than what we saw last week. You know, and offensively, I think there's a lot of things they give us that we can take advantage of. So, you know, that's the goal at least going in. You know, the great thing, we got three home games in a row, so, you know, I don't think we have to worry about doing any damage to grass. You know, if we had three home games in a row on a grass field and lack of rain, you know, might be some problems.
Well, I got to think about this. Last year, we were on the other side of that three road games, and it's going to be weird being home well before midnight this year for all three of those games.
Yeah, that'll be nice. You know, there were some pretty rough road trips there between going to Ray and going to Millwood. That was some long trips. It made that two-hour drive to TMP seem short.
But, you know, you mentioned a little bit last year and then once again this year, two consecutive weeks where you're going to be playing teams from two different states. It's kind of nice to see some different types of football from different states here as well. Stuff that you normally wouldn't see during the season.
Yeah, we're going to go from a power team Friday night to a wide open spread team. And both teams were state runner-up last year in their divisions and their states, you know, so they're quality programs. We're going to have to play really well.
All right. No, it'll be pretty exciting. And, yep, the camo jerseys Friday night again.
Camo jersey, yep, military night. And, you know, hopefully we can come out and play really well and, you know, get a lot of people encouraged to come back and watch each week.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to think, this is like the sixth year in a row, I think, for that.
I lost track. It probably is close, though.
Yeah, you know. But it's always exciting that time and to go along with the home opener as well. And Coach Jim Turner joining us here as we talk Scott City football. He hosts Ray Eagles on Friday night. Coach, once again, thank you for the time here, and good luck to you, and we'll talk to you later on the week.
Thanks, Adam.